House of Praise Radio, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church, riversideministries.com. I'm Paul Miller. The first gift was not wrapped. It had no bow. It wasn't purchased online or in a store. The first gift of Christmas was a simple gift, a sacred gift. It wasn't gold, or frankincense, or myrrh. It was a gift of love and life, and peace, and hope. Given by a father to all his children, for God so loved the world, and so loved you, and you, and you, and every single one of us. He gave his son, his one, his only son. Yes, he is the Christ. He is Christmas. He is the gift. Jesus is the gift. It's not too late this Christmas season to discover the gift of Jesus. To embrace the gift. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
While shepherds kept their watching over silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. The shepherds feared and trembled when lo, above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth.
On the mountain.
He's born.
Go tell it on the mountain.
That was Pentatonix here on House of Praise. And now here's Greater Vision with a song called So Much God.
Who was that babe born in Bethlehem? They laid him in a manger. There was no room in the inn. He was born of a virgin. He was God's only son. The angels shouted in the night that Christ had come.
That man of Galilee, who made the lame to walk and caused the blind to see. He cleansed a spotted leper. He spoke with authority. He broke the chains of sin and set the captive free. Father, forgive them for what they've done to me. They placed him in a borrowed tomb. The stone held fast the door. He rose up from the grave, and now he lives forevermore.
Here are a few challenging thoughts from Matt Walsh. Merry Christmas, and what do the words mean anyway? Most of us know that Christmas means Christ Mass, and in this context it seems Mass was derived from an old Anglo-Saxon word that means to send. Christmas then means Christ is sent, and when we say Merry Christmas, we are really proclaiming, rejoice, Christ was sent. A powerful sentiment indeed. But do we mean it? Are we actually rejoicing that Christ was sent? Do we really literally rejoice in his presence because we so deeply desire to draw close to him, to follow him, to be like him? I hope so. But if anyone, or even most, who said Merry Christmas really felt that way, we would be living in the most devout, Christian-oriented, Christ-oriented country in the history of the world. Newsflash, we are not living in that country. So, our challenge today and tomorrow and on Christmas and next year and forever is to actually live as people who truly know and take part in the fact that the Son of God was sent to earth as the Savior of mankind. We have to live that truth even louder than we speak it. These days, many Christians believe that our faith is just something we feel or think about from time to time. But that is a cowardly lie. Our faith is something we do, something we live, something we exhibit to the world, even in the face of mockery, alienation, persecution, and death. That's how we truly rejoice, by living and suffering for Christ. Those are hard words, folks. Then, if we fundamentally restructure our lives around this truth, and if we form our families around the same truth, and if we raise our children in this truth, perhaps one day we'll live in a country where everyone says Merry Christmas and means it. With all that said, Merry Christmas, friends. The Savior is born. Rejoice!
Where did I misplace my faith? Where did I set it down? Which one the day that I forgot what this was all about? And I came so close to throwing it all away, but I'm taking it back again. So come and rejoice, come and rejoice. What was lost is found.
Valesse el día en que olvidé mi fe y mi sentir. Mi vida fue un sin vivir. La quiero compartir.
Llegué a pensar, dejar todo y olvidar, pero vuelvo a empezar.
So come and rejoice, come and rejoice.
And you don't even have to make a sound.
This love you've given, Father, we can't afford, but give us hearts that will follow after you with full homage to you in 2017. House of Praise Radio, RiversideMinistries.com. I'm Paul Miller.